An independent councillor in Dublin has called for the launch of an affordable housing scheme in Coolock to be paused after prices circulated for the scheme were significantly higher than expected. Councillor John Lyon says he has very serious and significant concerns about the price of the units in the Oscar Traynor Woods development, where three bed units will now cost up to €475,000. He's on the line now. John, councillors received notice of the prices on Monday. Just take us through them.
Yeah, good afternoon, Cian. Yeah, we got the information on Monday, as you say, Cian, and quite shocked by what we discovered, because in October of 2021, we were informed that the affordable price for one bed would be a maximum of €238,000. And then this week we find that the maximum is actually going to be €308,750. That a two bed, which was going to be a maximum of €284,000, is now €427,000. And that a three bed, which was going to be at a maximum in 2021 of €306,000, is now, as you say, €475,000. Well, it's outrageous.
What do you consider to be affordable for people in the area?
Exactly what Dublin City Council officials told us in October and November of 2021, before a vast majority of the councillors voted to give away the public land, which was that a three bed would be no more than €306,000. I think the majority of people in the area, in my constituency and further afield, on decent incomes, middle incomes, could afford that and could have a sustainable mortgage that they could pay off over a decent period of time. Anything above that, and people would be getting into difficulties, despite all the subventions and the Help to Buy schemes that are out there.
Well, in a statement, Dublin City Council says the houses at Oscar Traynor Woods are being offered at 18 and 21% below the open market value.
But see, this is the problem. The whole model of delivery, and this is a 42-acre site of public land, 17 hectares of public land, and they decided to go down the route of a public-private partnership involving a developer. And we still don't know, Cian, how much Glenveagh are actually making out of each unit. We asked back in 2021. They wouldn't tell us. They wouldn't give us the construction costs. We couldn't actually see the contract between Dublin City Council and Glenveagh. So these are huge issues.
We don't have a statement from the developer, but you have to take into account the level of construction inflation.
We can take into account most certainly construction costs, labour costs, inflation. We can take into account that the prices in 2021 were X VAT. That still does not account for the massive increase in these houses. And to think that it's public land upon which these houses have been delivered at these costs, it's like it's public theft of the highest order. It has to be.
Well, we're talking about a current price at the moment, and the council and developers will argue that this was a much quicker option and a more efficient way of getting this site developed. Other methods might have taken about 4 years longer.
Well, that was the argument at the time, but we only broke ground. Glenveagh only broke ground on that site in December of last year. And when we were saying in 2016, 2017, 2018 into 2019 that the City Council could be the project lead on this development and that it could engage through the procurement process construction companies, so no need for a developer and their 20% profit margin, get construction companies to actually build out the homes that we so badly need, social homes, cost rental homes and affordable purchase homes. And that way we would have ensured that we actually have good value for money social homes and actually affordable cost rental and affordable purchase homes. That's not what happened. And unfortunately, we're in a very difficult position at the moment right now. So I'm hoping with my motion next Monday that we can at least pause.
That's what your motion is calling for. It's a pause in the scheme.
It most certainly is, because there are contractual issues at play here. So the contract has been signed. It was signed in late 2021. And we have to find out, and I think as public representatives, it's incumbent upon us to actually see if we can make it more affordable on that side for people, because people are really struggling out there. So I'm looking for a pause on phase one of the affordable purchase homes, and I want the city manager, Richard Shakespeare, to convene a special meeting to actually dig into these numbers. We need to know what the developer is making as a premium on each of these units. We need to know what the fixed construction costs were agreed in 2021. Has there been any movement on them? That way we can actually get to the heart of why we have such unaffordable prices. To think that a three bed under this affordable purchase scheme would go for €475,000 is outrageous.
John Lyons, thank you.